Moment by moment, all functioning things are changing and transforming into different objects. The object in moment one ceases giving rise to the object in moment two, and the object in moment two must cease for the object in moment three to arise, each moment completely new. Changing quickly like lightning. Therefore, Venerable Geshe-la said, I love this phrase, it's wonderful to contemplate. He said, there is no abiding, no remaining. No abiding, no remaining. Each moment newly developed, and there is no abiding, no remaining. For example, when the sprout develops, the sprout comes from its seed. Without seed, the sprout will not develop, because seed is the substantial cause of the sprout. The sprout only develops because the seed, which is its substantial cause, ceases. If the seed doesn't cease, how can the sprout appear? The sprout comes from the seed, but the sprout is not the seed. The seed has to cease. It changes and transforms into a different object. We can see this on a gross level, but this is also moment by moment. The sprout in moment one has to cease for the sprout in moment two to arise. This takes wisdom. Without the seed, the cause, the result, the effect cannot be developed. So therefore, in just a few minutes, the people who were reciting prayers ceased. The person who are listening to teachings now are newly developed. Thinking this, then make shorter, 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 like this, like shorter, shorter, shorter. So a while ago we were praying, now we're listening, but shorter, 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 like the time frame, shorter and shorter. So for example, the first moment and the next moment are different, but normally we believe they are the same. So let's use an example. We're in the temple. Normally, we believe this is yesterday's temple. Okay? That yesterday's temple and temple now are the same. This is completely wrong. In truth, they are completely different. Yet yesterday's temple ceased. Now it is today's temple. Without yesterday's temple ceasing, today's temple could not arise. But normally we believe yesterday's temple, we see today. We feel it's the same. Oh, maybe we think, okay, yeah, some things have changed, like maybe some superficial external changes, but there's some core that is abiding and remaining from yesterday. You know, like maybe these, the hard, heavy things. <laughs> You know? Nope, completely new. Completely new. There is no abiding, no remaining. You see, if we understand this, we're very close to realizing emptiness already. But we need to be patient and contemplate again and again. So believing yesterday's temple we see today is grasping at a permanent temple. In Buddhism, permanent doesn't mean lasting forever. It means unchanging moment by moment. So permanent phenomena is one that does not depend upon causes. Okay? It does not depend upon causes. and it does not disintegrate. It does not experience a momentary disintegration. This temple depends upon causes, many causes, and is momentarily disintegrating, you know, moment by moment. And in each moment, new. We do this with people too, you know. Like, I believe my friend of yesterday, I see today, same person. So from our common language, we say it's same person, but mentally we are grasping at that person as being, that is the same person I saw yesterday. In reality, completely new. You know, Venerable Gasha says, for realized beings who realize subtle impermanence, most of the language of ordinary beings sounds like nonsense. Yes. You know, for example, like maybe last week or last year, we have a friend who said something that hurt us, or we feel harmed by them. And then today we see them, and we believe that was last week or last year, that was that last year's person I'm now seeing today. They're here. That person of last year is here. The person who hurt me. And now we fight and argue and say, you did this to me, you did this to me, like this. And Venerable Geshe says, to realize beings, this is complete nonsense, because the person who harmed us or said something unpleasant disappeared a long time ago. But we're grasping, holding strongly. And then because of that grasping, our mind is unpeaceful and uncontrolled. We develop anger, other delusions, and so forth. There's no peace, no peace in that mind, because our mind is separated from the truth. The truth is, everything is completely new. That person disappeared a long time ago. It's just our mind holding on to it. And then we experience pain. That grasping mind. So therefore, the person who develops firstly, when second moment, the first moment ceases. Without first moment person ceasing, the second moment person cannot be developed. The first moment person is the cause of the second moment person. Or, said way, another way, the Genla Jampa who started this sentence is not the Genla Jampa who finished it. Completely new, each moment. In fact, as soon as I say, is not the Genla Jampa who finished it, that one's gone. Like there's a momentary disintegration, everything quickly changing like lightning. Each moment arising, everything new.